Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. Elise Bennett is with us. She's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of a number of books, including her, officially her last one, even though I know she's got a new one coming out. This one's called Stop Pushing Me Around. It's about the shy and the timid and how they can make sure that they're effective even if they're not as assertive. And she's one of our top marketing experts in the Brain Trust, and she has some of that to talk to us about today. Elise, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
Great. How are things in Hoboken?
Lovely. It's still a little bit cold here. We're waiting for spring, but it's
the home of the chair, the birthplace of the chairman, right?
That's right.
Frank Sinatra. Elise, one of the things that I think happens whenever people believe that the economy is not doing great and they're starting to see maybe their sales are off a little bit, the collections are off a little bit at the same time, one of the first things I think that becomes a collateral damage in that thinking, that or those that reality, maybe I should say, is people cut back on their marketing effort and their marketing budget. What do you think?
I definitely think they do. Yes, I see that a lot.
And why is that?
Because with marketing, it's hard to see direct results from your efforts. A lot of marketing takes time. You know, to nurture.
It's brand building, isn't it?
It's brand building. Timing is important. You know, your customers have to be in their moment of need for what you have in order for them to actually buy it, not just when you happen to call them. So it's very difficult to tell sometimes if it's working or what exactly is working.
Yeah.
And I think in that environment, a lot of people kind of throw up their hands and say, well, this isn't working. And you know, I don't know where else they put their money, that it because marketing to me is the most important thing to do when things slow down. There's nothing else to do.
Well, that's a good point. One of the things marketing does, in my opinion, if nothing else, which is really a good thing, is it lets the people in the marketplace believe that you're doing okay.
Mm.
It lets them know that you're out there, you want their business. And you're not going to be, you know, you're not going to be a sourpuss about the economy. You're out here doing something.
You know what's interesting about that? Some of the people who talk to me would disagree with you about that. In other words, I hear them say that they don't want to come across as too desperate and that almost anything they do in terms of marketing they imagine will come across as, I really need this, and that's not the impression they want to convey.
Oh, I don't get that at all.
I don't either.
Those people need to listen to your suggestions.
I agree.
They need to listen to this show more often, I think.
Right, and sometimes it's just an excuse, you know, not to have to.
That's exactly what it is. No, I mean, look, people. At least I believe two things. I believe that in this day and time, since in the last 20 years, that there is as much emotional cause of a recession as there is factual cause of a recession.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that the thing that brings us out of whatever we're in is as much emotional as real. I think when people start feeling that things are down, they start behaving as if things were down.
Mm-hmm. I think
when people start feeling that things are getting better, they start behaving as if things are going to get better. What do you think?
I absolutely agree.
And your marketing plan can contribute to that for your own company.
Mm-hmm.
And your customers.
Mm-hmm.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
And I think also when things slow down is sometimes too late. you know, to start the marketing, which is what a lot of people do, and it will then seem to be a much bigger project or effort than it actually is.
Now let's do one thing. Let's talk about one thing that's a real issue. If your sales are off, I talked about this earlier. If your sales are off 10%, there's a compounding thing that happens, Elise, because when sales are off, that means your customers aren't doing as well. Maybe you're not doing as good a job selling. But regardless, your sales are off. Something that almost always comes along with that is your collections will be off 10%.
Mm-hmm.
If you do business to business, they'll float you a little bit longer, 10% maybe. So if your cash flow is really has been hit like that, and you've got an opportunity to do some marketing that's going to cost you some money that maybe you didn't have budgeted, I'm not going to say that's not a blink level for people, and that they should, you know, spend the money on marketing anyway. I mean, those are hard decisions, Elise, mm-hmm. in times like these.
Mm-hmm. I agree, but you know, again, the question is, how are you going to build the sales back up?
That's a good point. No, as I say, it's a hard decision. My only reason for bringing that up is I didn't want people to think that we don't understand how cash flow works in a tough economy, because we do.
Mm.
And we don't understand the reality of what people are going through right now. Yeah, I think it means that you got to be smarter about your marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And more strategic and more efficient with it than maybe when you got plenty of money. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. I mean, I think what I see also is a lot of people, you know, taking out an ad because it's the easiest thing to do or the thing they understand the best, as opposed to really choosing your marketing tools carefully for their effectiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, a lot of people I work with hate cold calling, but it is one of the most effective, if time-consuming, marketing tools you can use. And if you choose qualified prospects, it's going to work. I know you agree with me on that, Jim.
Well, I'm not a big cold call fan, but I do think it does. I know that it works if you're capable of pulling it off. But the main thing is. The main thing is to market. When you're doing your marketing, make sure you follow up on that marketing. Make sure that you go where your marketing has gone, and give those people who saw your marketing message an opportunity to buy from you. I think that's one of the big things that we don't do too.
Hmm.
Hold on to that thought. 20 after. Right back with our good friend Elise Benin. Here are the Stones to take us out. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show, all the different ways you can listen, including podcasting it, including streaming it, including burning it onto a CD if you want. We give you that capability, fair use possession of our stuff. Of course, you can find our hundreds of Brain Trust members, the largest community of small business experts in the world, including our good friend Elise Benin, who's with us right now. You can read articles, archives of the past shows we've done, thousands of articles. The newsletter is there. You can subscribe to it. Our blog is right there, updated every weekday. And, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you can get small business answers now. Check that out. Use that to your advantage. All of it's free. If you can show up and get, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. We're talking about marketing during the slow times. What do you do? Should you cut it off? Should you charge? Should you fall back? Should you retreat? Elise Benin is the author of many books, including Stop Pushing Me Around. And you want to tell us about the new book, Elise?
The new book is called The Designer's Guide to Marketing and Pricing.
Yeah.
And it's for all kinds of designers, graphic designers, web designers, interactive designers, even interior designers. Although the ideas are, you know, very general and can be applied to all people marketing services. So
okay. Just and that's going to be available in a couple of months?
No, actually, I think within the week it'll be in Barnes & Noble.
All right.
And you'll get your copy any day now, Jim.
I'm looking forward to that. Designer's Guide to...
Marketing and Pricing.
Marketing and Pricing. All right, so check that out, folks. All right, Elise, we're talking about marketing in a tough time when the economy's off a little bit. Should you, in the infantry, Elise, you're trained to when you're in an ambush in the infantry, you're trained to figure out whether you're in a near ambush or a far ambush. And the far ambush you run away from. The near ambush you run toward. So are we in a tough time, should you run away from marketing or should you run toward the marketing? Should you be aggressive at a time when you're kind of feeling not too aggressive? Should you be aggressive with your marketing?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter what you feel. That's what they would say in the Army, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Because you got to survive, right?
That's right.
See, that's the point that I've been reminding people about for months now, Elise. It doesn't matter what you call what we're in, whatever it's going on right now. I'm going to be in business when this over.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to get up and you know, start running every day. It's counterproductive to even think about it, really. You have to deal with the realities of whatever's happening, but still, you know, don't let that be part of your attitude.
I think the other thing is that most companies do not know what their best marketing tools are. And so they try this and they try that and the newest thing, and, you know, all of those take time to actually work. But if you have honed your marketing machine and you know what your best top two marketing tools are, then in a time when things slow down, you put the focus on those two and you ramp them up.
It might not be a good time to experiment. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, well, there are also companies who have no idea which are their best marketing tools.
Most small business owners, unfortunately, are like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've said for many years now that if there were two things that small business owners need to learn from our big business cousins, it's how to become more professional at two things, and that is human resources, hiring, training, and firing, so to speak, and the other one is marketing.
Mm-hmm.
We're just not good at it.
Right, because there's been no training.
That's right. We don't. It's not intuitive. We don't really understand it. We think marketing is advertising. Or selling or whatever, and it's just not. And it's one of those things that's hard for business owners to get their hands around. And it doesn't return an immediate, distinguishable ROI sometimes. And that's
right.
that's not something most of us like to think about.
Right. So quickly, on my blog, themarketingmixblog.com. I had a post last week of 10-minute self-promotion and marketing activities, and people contributed one each. So I just want to go through a couple of them because this is what you can do when things are slow.
Go ahead.
You can leave a stack of business cards at a local business you frequent often, with permission, of course.
Right.
You can join that online networking group a colleague sent you a few months ago, but you wrote off as a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
You can answer questions on Yahoo Answers or Google Answers or LinkedIn and put the link back to your website in there.
Mm-hmm.
You can send a how you do an email or call to a customer you haven't spoken to in a while. You can join the trade association of your specialty or your market and participate in both online and offline activities.
Highly recommend that.
Mm-hmm.
Including your Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
The last one, talk to someone you know in a non-professional context about what you do professionally.
And none of that costs any money or very little, if anything.
At all.
Hey, at least give us the website one more time.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
Thanks, Elise. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be too, right after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.